Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WGR Sports Radio 550.
The snap, Brandon Allen takes a look downfield, pats it once, throws it. It is picked off! Tre'Davious White picks it off at the Buffalo 10, dodging traffic over the right side, and he gets wrestled down to the ground at the 14-yard line. Trey Day does it again! Gosh takes the snap, wants to throw it, waits, fires into the end zone, looking for his man down there. It is caught! Caught for the touchdown! Caught for the touchdown, John Brown.
We talked before the game a little bit on how important it was going to be, especially with the conditions the way they were, to control the line of scrimmage, and I thought our offensive line showed that they could do that, as well as our defensive line controlling the line of scrimmage from the defensive side as well.
I mean, obviously, any Thursday night game is a hard turnaround, so it's really about just jumping on your recovery as quick as possible. Obviously, our organization does a great job of providing those amenities for us, and then it's like a, you know, almost like a Monday night sense of a game, because everybody's watching, people aren't at work because Thanksgiving is off, and so it's that heightened sense of a game. You know, the environment is a lot more rowdy in prime time, and so, you know, just go in there, have a good clear mind and play fast, play your ball, and don't get caught up into the hype of a Thursday night game.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
A little sound from the game yesterday from John Murphy calling the action on the Buffalo Bills radio network, followed by head coach Sean McDermott, followed by linebacker Lorenzo Alexander. Of course, McDermott talking about the game that was, Alexander talking about the game that will be. Thursday, Thanksgiving, the Bills. It's a short week. It's not a short extra point show, though. 2 hours of your phone calls coming your way right here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Good morning. Welcome in. How's it feel today, Bills fans? My gosh. 8-3. 8-3. Feels good. I mean, who would have thought the Bills are going to have a better record than the Cowboys headed into Thanksgiving? We'll get into all that in just a little while, but we have to look back on what happened yesterday first as we charge ahead to what's going to happen this week as well. The Bills beat the Denver Broncos by a score of 20-3 and really put together a terrific performance, which I'll get into here in just a moment. But I want to set today up for you. I want to set the week up for you because it is a different week here on WGR, down at One Bills Drive, for all of you at home. We all know that. So I'm going to be working for you this week, all right? I'm going to work for you this week, so you don't have to. So you can have your Thanksgiving off. I'm going to work for you. I'm not going to work for you, Howard. You have to work for yourself, all right? You get to enjoy Thanksgiving, but it will be a little bit stressful because you have to watch the Bills, all right? But I'm going to be on, and not only here today, I'm going to be on Friday as well. So I need you to make a note of this. Two extra point shows this week. Two extra point shows this week. Today, 10 to 12. Friday, 10 to 12 again. But we will not have one a week from today. Instigators will be on in their normal 10 to 12 time slot, which they normally are Tuesday through Friday, but they will be on Monday next week since there's no Bills game Sunday. So I get my Monday morning. That's my day of recovery next week, all right, after everything. So I'm here for you today. I'm here for you on Friday after the game. We'll talk all about everything from yesterday today. We'll talk all about everything from Thursday on Friday. We'll look ahead to this Thursday today. It's all right here this week. Now, today at One Bills Drive, the Bills will have a practice of some sort with the players getting ready for Thursday. There will be media access to the locker room. I'll be able to get sound for you down there while I'm down there later today. And we will hear from Sean McDermott and the coordinators as we normally do. It's just pushed back an hour from the normal time. So usually we'll hear from them at 4 o'clock. Today it's at 5 o'clock. We still do have all of your Buffalo Football Monday elements here today on WGR, which are obviously this show followed by One Bills Live with Murph and Tasker. And that's at 12 noon. Shope and the Bulldog at 3 o'clock. We are still working on Micah Hyde and his exact availability for their show later today. So they'll let you know by the time they get on the air what Micah's availability will be, and hopefully he'll be able to join them today. But the Bills are practicing today, and I know it's not going to be at 4 o'clock because Micah's going to be on the practice field. So at 4:30, I'll be in the locker room talking to players. 5 o'clock, we'll hear from Sean McDermott. We got a lot going on today. It's your chance to basically kind of soak it all in. And in the meantime, really kind of look in the rearview mirror and quickly look forward and make that turn towards Thursday and Thanksgiving and what we got going on for the Bills and the Dallas Cowboys. 4:30 p.m. kick. All of your pregame stuff, just like we normally do on a Sunday here on WGR Sports Radio 550 and along the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. Today, your chance to do what you normally do on a Monday. This show does not change. We talk about what happened yesterday at New Era Field, and it's your chance to give me a call because I do not do interviews. I don't have guests. I have phone calls. That's you. That's me for 2 hours. Light up the phone lines. Let me know your thoughts, your questions, your opinions on yesterday, moving forward to Dallas, the overall AFC picture, whatever's on your mind. 803-0550, 888-552-550. And of course, the trade-off for me not having guests and interviews and just taking phone calls is, give me a good phone call. Give me a good question, an opinion, a good comment. Be engaged in the program. We love it here on Monday when you are reacting to whatever went down at New Era Field or wherever the Bills are playing on Sunday. And today is no different because yesterday, what went down was, in my estimation, the most complete performance by this team all year, considering offense, defense, and special teams. They're not perfect. They didn't play perfect yesterday. But they got the job done in a very efficient and impressive way. Just for a minute, though, before we do all that, let me start here. I want you, whether you're driving around, you're listening on the radio, maybe you're listening on your Alexa, whatever it is, you can do that these days. Radio.com, it's a great app. Maybe you're listening there today. However you're listening right now, what I want you to do is kind of close your eyes and think. Think back to 1996. When I had hair, Howard Simon had hair. A lot of things changed in life. I want to know, what were you doing then? Think about what you were doing back in 1996. That's 23 years ago. Were you married yet? Are you married now? You weren't then? Did you have any kids then? Were they younger, older? Do you have kids now, but you didn't then? Maybe you were still in high school in 1996. I bet a lot of you listening are in that boat. Were you like me, just out of college, starting your journey of real adulthood, thinking you knew everything about the freaking world, but you really didn't and had to be told? Were you even born yet in 1996?
I was in kindergarten in 1996.
Amazing. Six Bills players were not yet born in 1996. The two oldest players on the team, Lorenzo Alexander and Frank Gore, were 13 years old in 1996. You were five. Why do I bring it up, 1996? Because that's the last time the Buffalo Bills were 8-3 through the first 11 games of their season. Six players not born yet, as I just said. Gore and Alexander, 13 years old. And come on. Those guys are pretty old for football standards, right? Not making fun, just the truth. It's been a long time since Bills fans could feel something like this in late November. In fact, let's be honest, for the better part of those last 23 years, the talk right now has usually been more about getting high draft picks and the status of the head coach as we head towards Thanksgiving. You'd be sitting around the dinner table, Thanksgiving, eating your turkey and your mashed potatoes, whatever else you have, drinking your wine, going, you know, I think they should fire the coach. Yeah, they're 3-8. They're 5-6. Haven't won in a couple years. Hey, I think they should lose out to get a higher draft pick. You know, that Tua guy, I know he got the injury, but they need a quarterback. That's what we're used to in Buffalo, or at least have been for the better part of 23 years. Not in 2019. Not this week. This week, Bills fans get a chance to see their team play on national television with all their families gathered around on one of the biggest stages, not only in football, but all of sports. It's the late afternoon Thanksgiving Day game in Dallas. Think about that. I mean, it was pretty cool to think about when the schedule came out back in April. I remember that day. It had been reported in the Wall Street Journal that the Dolphins were going to be the Cowboys' opponent on Thanksgiving. But the league decided, we don't want that. We want the Bills. Whether that actually was the case or not, that's what had been reported. But all of a sudden, the schedule comes out, and it's the Buffalo Bills. It was pretty cool to think about that back in April. But now, it's even more cool to think about it because the Bills are 8-3, and the game is super important for them and for the Cowboys. Dallas is going to walk into this game 6-5. Raise your hand if you thought the Bills would actually have a better record than the Cowboys coming into the game back in April when this schedule came out. Put your hands down because you're lying. You're lying. Even the most optimistic Bills fans really probably could not have thought that, right? Good on you if you did. I highly doubt it, though. Two games ahead. That's where the Bills are on the Cowboys right now. But that's not just Buffalo, Dallas, 8-3, 6-5, two games. It's actually also where the Bills are, two games up, on every other AFC team trying to catch them for a wild card berth. The Steelers, the Raiders, the Colts, the Titans, all of them, 6-5, all of them looking up at the Bills right now, battling for maybe one spot and then hoping that the Bills falter and maybe, just maybe, they have a chance to catch them. Hoping the team above them falters. That's the position that we've been so accustomed to seeing the Bills in this time of year. Watching the scoreboard and thinking, hey, what teams have to lose for the Bills to catch them? You think they can win out? In the hunt. Two games back. It's possible. It almost became a joke here and elsewhere to talk about that every single year. But now it's those other teams and their fans saying that about Buffalo. The Bills aren't the ones hoping right now. They're just playing. And they're starting to play well. They played well all year. But what I mean by that is putting it all together against a little better competition. Yeah, I know the Broncos, 3-8 coming into the game. Top 10 defense in almost every major statistical category on defense. Yesterday, the Bills did against the Broncos. Was a game that a lot of people thought would prove what they'd been saying about the Bills, which is they really weren't that good. They're only beating bad teams. They're playing good defense. That playing good defenses would finally expose them. They're actually 3-7 coming into the game. I'm sorry, not 3-8. That's what they are now because the Bills beat them soundly. And they had a QB making his third ever start. Yep, totally. Pretty good defense, though. We went over that. Josh Allen and company, they were supposed to struggle, making it a very close game. I mean, the line started at 5. It got down to like 3 or 3.5 by the time the game was kicked off. So none of that happened. It didn't because the Bills took care of business. Allen and the offense tied their season high, backing up last week's performance in Miami with the exact same total, ironically, of 424 yards. They ran for a season high 244 yards. The defense dominated the Broncos. Their special teams, solid all afternoon. People in football always say, you got to be playing your best ball in November and December. Well, the Bills are playing arguably their best game of the season yesterday in November, just in time for December. But there is still one more November game left, right? It's in 4 days. And the entire country is going to be watching the 8-3. Buffalo Bills. Enjoy it, Western New York. Enjoy Thanksgiving week. And let's talk about it on the Extra Point Show. 803-0550, 888-552-550. Lots to get to today. All right, where shall we start? We got a few people been on hold, so stay on hold. I'm going to try to get to everybody this segment before we get to a break if you have been waiting. Let's start with Tim down in Florida. Hi, Tim. You're on WGR.
Hi, everyone. Sal, good morning. just wanted to say, and I'm sure they don't get this often, but I like to compliment the whole organization on the patience that they've shown with the quarterback and the building of the team to this point. I just think that they, and the ownership, the owners for hiring them to start with, I just think that the organization, not even speaking about any of the players, but the organization has done an outstanding job, and we haven't had that in a long time around here, and it shows what the team can be like if you do have that. And like the old saying goes, it all starts at the top. Well, in this case, I really believe it does, and I especially the patience that they're showing with Josh Allen. You know, you get a lot of noise from the outside from whatever source it is. I'm glad that they're ignoring it and going ahead, and that's all I have to say.
All right, Tim, what were you doing in 1996?
I was in my 40s, so I've been watching this team a long time. So in my 40s, I can't even remember what.
Lots changed since then, though. I get it, buddy. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Now, you know what? It's a good point to make, but I think that, you know, Tim, these things that you're talking about, the patience and the ownership, it starts with having the commitment and the wherewithal to see that commitment through. It's hard to do that, though. I don't blame a lot of times any organization for abandoning kind of that plan. Once it starts to go off the rails, you have to change plans. You change general managers. You change head coaches. People come in and have a different plan. They want different personnel. They want their different guy. They're not tied to that quarterback. It takes everyone kind of being on the same page, not only at the beginning, but through the process. And forgive those words, but that's true. It takes everyone to do that. In anything you do in life, if you're going to have a vision to get somewhere, you have to take the steps necessary and can't really veer off. Sure, sometimes something may happen to throw a wrench in it and you got to move away. I don't know if you ever, if anybody's out there has ever taken the course called 7 Habits for Highly Effective People. Brayton, have you ever heard of it? 7 Habits for Highly Effective People.
No, I have not.
It's by Stephen Covey. So Stephen Covey is, and I want to make sure, because his son actually did one of them too, and I think he was one of the did for the kids and teens. But I believe it was Stephen Covey who did this one. Yes. So what it is basically it's a self-help, 7 habits. You do these things, you're going to be better in your life, and there are habits you have to formulate in your life, and he says it takes 21 days to form a habit. But the point is, it's a really cool course to take. I've taken it, actually. I've actually taught the course to kids because there's 7 habits for highly effective teens. When I was a teacher and coach, I became trained in that. But one of the things I really love about it that I think it can apply here is one of the habits is begin with the end in mind. And what he teaches you is when you have a project that you're doing, when you have a life change you want to make or something, think about where you want to end up. Not start with, hey, what if I just do this to start? Think about what is your actual goal? Like, where do you want to end up? And then you have to get from point A to where you want to end up, which is point C, D, whatever. Then you start to fill in, how do you get there? And I think the point here I'm trying to make is, and you cover the Sabres, I think that we've seen them kind of go to A and then not go to B, and then C is different, and then D, and that changed everything. Tim Murray sped up the rebuild, which totally tore down what could have happened for the next GM who could have had something in Rochester. Now he says, well, I got to get Rochester back, right? The Bills have kind of began with the end in mind back in 2017, I think. I think that's the point I'm making.
Right, and almost unexpectedly, too, just because it was like, hey, we weren't expected to be a this good of a team and a playoff.
That was the wrench. That was the wrench that was thrown in, but they stayed with the end in mind. The end in mind was, let's stay on our process. Sure, they did get Kelvin Benjamin. That was something that they went out and did to try and end the drought at the time. But overall, ownership, general manager, head coach, people in front office, they began with the end in mind, and they're still doing it. And I think that speaks to Tim's point. Go check it out. 7 Habits for Highly Effective People, Stephen Covey. I think it's a really cool course. I'm not trying to promote it. I remember that, and Tim's phone call made me think about it. Begin with the end in mind. The Bills began with the end in mind back in 2017. I mean, the end is the Super Bowl championship, obviously, right? But I mean, it takes a lot, I think, to stick through the plan when things are going a little bit different, or you get frustrated, or, you know, injuries. Lots of things can happen. Fire a general manager or coach throws everything out. Continuity matters in these regards. Let's go to Paul in Kenmore. Hi, Paul. Thanks for waiting.
No problem, sir. How are you doing today?
Good, thanks.
1996, I was failing math 1 for the third time in high school, so it was a rough
I got you. Thanks.
Shaq Lawson. I know they didn't give him the extra year, which I kind of thought then he'd be out the door. What do you think the Bills are thinking about him moving forward now with the year he's having?
It's a great question. I think if you sit back and think, maybe they should have picked up the fifth-year option, and I could understand that thought. I think there's definitely a thought of they probably should have done that. I think by not picking up the fifth-year option, Paul, they were trying to tell him, look, you need to play hard. We're not going to guarantee you this money. We want you to go out there and ball as hard as you can and earn your money, and he's doing that. And they can still sign him to an extension. The other avenue they have with him, though, is, you know, they do have the franchise tag available. If they want, they can use that just as a placeholder to eventually get him to sign an extension because they would have his rights, obviously. So they're still in control if they want to. But I will offer this, Paul. This is a very good defensive end free agent market coming this coming year. And I think you want to be careful about overpaying Shaq Lawson as good as he's playing, because maybe you think you can still get somebody better for even a better price on it.
Understand. So, hey, have a great Thanksgiving, as much as you can.
I will. I'll try. Thank you. Hope you'll be listening. I'm sure you will, or at least watching, but listen to the radio if you can. I think that would be the thinking there. I don't know. There's an argument to be made, that they should have picked up the fifth-year option, for sure. But they still have mechanisms in place to keep Shaq Lawson. They can use the franchise tag. They can use the transition tag, which is kind of a little bit like the fifth-year option as far as financially. And then those things would allow them to buy time to re-sign him. I mean, he's having a great year. You also have to think, if he gets paid, is he going to have that such a great year? Shaq knows it's a contract year. He's said it. He has referenced it. He knows it's a contract year. You have to think, if he gets paid, is he going to have that same fire, that same desire? He's not playing for a contract. He's playing really well right now. You also want to be careful about just throwing money at guys when there could be other people there around, in free agency to bring in that might be, better for the price you're going to pay them anyway. I don't know. I like the game Shaq had yesterday. I think he's had a very good season. I think it should be considered his best season as a pro. Jordan, who's driving in a car. Hi, Jordan. You're on WGR.
Sal, good morning. Go Bills. I would say, just going off that point about paying Shaq, first off, they've done such a great job acquiring free agents and giving them, I would say mid-tier contracts. Guys like Cole Beasley and John Brown. Jordan Poyer comes to mind, Micah Hyde. With that in mind, I don't anticipate them to go crazy this free agency on a big signing. Maybe one guy as a pass rusher like a Yannick Ngakoue, but listen, they got to lock up Matt Milano and Trey White this offseason. That's got to be priority number
one. Well, you don't need to lock up Trey White. You just exercise his fifth-year option after this year, and that keeps him in Buffalo for at least two more years.
Okay.
I think I agree with you with Milano. I think you'd probably want to avoid him going into his contract year. So if you can get an extension done, I think that would be the case. But he is still under your control for a year. But with Trey White, all they have to do is exercise his fifth-year option by May of this coming offseason, and that means he's still their property for two more years.
Yeah, and at that point, I guess, in his fifth-year option, just get him a contract done.
Yeah, I mean, then you start to work things out as he goes forward. I just, you don't want to ever over jump, and it's nice to get these guys locked up who are young, I get it, who are good, but you also, that's why you have a lot of draft picks, and that's why you develop guys, to make sure, you don't want to do it too soon. Injuries happen, play falls off, things like that. I'm not saying Trey White specifically, he's fantastic, but that's why you have to guard against that too.
Absolutely. 96, I was 4 years old watching Bills games with my dad, making memories. Now I've got a 5-year old myself, and he's making memories. And
just like me, man. Just like me. Is he a Bills fan?
Kind of. he's getting there.
Gotcha.
Last game I had was Cleveland, and he actually kind of cried when they lost. But it was
there you go.
He it's kind of,
well, my son thinks Josh Allen can do no wrong. No matter what happens, it's never his fault, just so you know.
Yeah, actually, Zion, my son, told me this must have been week 3 when they beat the Bengals. He goes, Dad, why do the Bills always win?
There you go. That's nice, man. That's a good question to have. Thanks for the phone call. Enjoy your Thanksgiving, Jordan. It's fun when you have that, think back. 1996, I didn't have a son. I didn't have mine until 5 years ago, my first child. It's pretty cool now. And, it's gonna stink not being with him on Thanksgiving, but he'll be watching the game, and I'll be in Dallas, and it's gonna be fun to be there. 8-3 are the Buffalo Bills. 803-0550, 888-550-2550. We're taking your phone calls today on Bills, Broncos. Bills win 20-3 yesterday in what I think was their most complete performance of the season. And look, it is not only holiday week, it is also Black Friday week. So I'm here to tell you, you got to capture that magic and save when you go forth to Firth on Black Friday. Firth Jewelers Snowflake Pendants feature sparkling diamonds and sterling silver. Regular price, $125. Black Friday price, just $79.99. It's the perfect gift for your wife, your girlfriend, your daughter, your mother, or your grandmother. If you want to give the guy in your life something special, ladies out there, stylish and classy as well, Firth Citizens watches are the way to go. Black Friday only. Select styles, normally $99, are just $69.99. Firth has, as I always tell you, one of the largest single store collections of watches, jewelry, and loose diamonds in all of Western New York, and all at Firth Friendly Savings. Their exclusive Firth Forever Guarantee gets you full credit, that's the full price you paid, toward even finer jewelry forever. So this holiday season, and for all the moments of your life, go forth to Firth, just north of the Falls Fashion Outlets on Military Road. Spend Black Friday with Firth, and you'll be a Firth fan too.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, if you've been injured at work, don't do anything alone, all right? You got to call Losi and Ganji. They work hard for hardworking Western New Yorkers like you. Sal Capaccio here, the Extra Point Show. And I want you to think about this. When you've been injured at work, your employer and their insurance company have their attorneys working for them from the day that you get injured. That's why you just can't do anything alone. You need to call the hardworking team at Losi and Ganji. They're working hard for you and your family. They work so hard that their clients receive the maximum settlement, and they make sure that even the small details are handled properly, like making sure that you're receiving your weekly benefits and your medical treatments, to making sure you receive your settlement. Last year, Losi and Ganji obtained over $22 million for hardworking Western New Yorkers. While past results don't guarantee future outcomes, you deserve a hardworking team working for you and your best interests. For workers' comp and personal injury, call Losi and Ganji at 854-1446 or go online to losi-ganji.com. Losi and Ganji, working hard for hardworking Western New Yorkers. Bills win 20-3. They move to 8-3 on the season. Phone calls coming. We have open phone lines. 803-0550, 888-550-2550. Let's go to John in Vegas. Hi, John. You're on WGR.
Hey, Sal. What an honor to be talking to you, man.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. It's an honor to get a phone call from anybody. Thank you.
Man, you are by far the best that there is anything to do with Buffalo Bills.
Ah, man. Thank you, man.
Oh,
to you, man.
Hey, I just want to let you know, I think that, how about Johnson this weekend at the corner position, really stepping up?
You mean Taron?
Yeah, Taron Johnson.
Yep. No, I mean, just want to make sure, because Kevin Johnson plays corner, too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was really, really, actually, me and my partner, we sat back and we watched him and we were like, wow, he's really doing well out there. Made some unbelievable step-up tackles that I think Levi Wallace would have struggled with a little bit, but we really, overall, just a good performance by Taron Johnson. And I really, this is the first game, I know everyone's going to be on me about this, this is the first game I saw the biggest increase in Josh Allen, by far. I think,
yeah, he did a lot of things well yesterday. The completion percentage was still only, air quotes, 60%. I mean, there's reasons for that. I was down there. The wind was still pretty tough at times, but I agree. He did some things yesterday where you really started to see maybe some parts of the game grow even further.
Now, how about that? How about him coming out of that pocket, making that scramble for the first down? To me, having the awareness to step up like that, and then that same drive throwing to Beasley for that touchdown, that really was the catalyst of this kid's progression for this, I think, since he came out of college. Hey, Sal, I appreciate you, man. I really think you should be the one calling these games. You are by far the best.
I love what I do. I got a great team I work with, and hey, you get a chance to see your Bills out in Vegas next year.
I'm excited, man. I definitely am excited.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the phone call, John. I appreciate it. Thanks for the kind words as well. We got open phone lines now if you want to jump on board. I'll get to you. Patrick in Amherst is next up, though. Hi, Patrick. You're on the Extra Point Show. What's up?
Hey, Sal. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Yeah, last time the Bills were 8-3, my parents were potty training me, so it's pretty cool to see. I'm not going to lie.
Awesome.
Yeah, a very exciting time.
Are you going to spend that Thanksgiving with those parents?
Oh, absolutely. You know it.
Awesome.
But yeah, I just wanted to call. It's pretty nice to see Ed Oliver getting involved. You know, the first couple weeks, 5-6 weeks, never really heard his name a lot. You know, just maybe the learning curve, I guess. But he's been coming on pretty nice. So I just kind of wanted to know why you think that might be.
He has. I agree with you. And I wrote about him in my Arrow Up, Arrow Down column. If you want to go check that out, WGR550.com. And I think what's happening is he's starting to really understand his role in the defense, if you will, Patrick. But I don't know. Do we have, Brayton, there is a quote. If it's Patrick, I'm going to try and play this for you. I asked Lorenzo Alexander about Ed Oliver in the locker room yesterday. Do we have that? Here, I want you to hear what Lorenzo said about Ed, okay? Patrick, here it is.
Ed has done a really good job of just getting back to his fundamentals. I think sometimes throughout a long season, you can kind of get away from that. And I think he really took upon himself the last couple of weeks, staying after practice, just working on his first two steps, because he's so quick and so powerful. When his fundamentals are tight, it's hard to block him. And he's done a really good job of just making that little bit of transition with his first two steps and being able to play the run a lot better. And with that, he's been able to come off and make some plays, some splash plays for us, which we know he's all capable of doing. I think oftentimes people like to ride the wave. And so when he's down, oh, he's a bust, he's all this. Well, he's just working through some things. You know, he's a young player, a good player. I'm just glad he was mentally strong to kind of ride through that too and stick to it. And now he's playing some good ball. I mean, that's what it's all about, because you're not going to always have the greatest game, play up to the standard you want to. But if you can work through those things, especially as a young player, this shows some maturity on his part and how good he can be in his league.
I think Lorenzo answered your question far better than I could.
I think he answered it pretty well, yeah. Thank you for that.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, Patrick. I appreciate the phone call. Lorenzo was really good on that with Ed Oliver. I asked him that in the locker room yesterday. You know, what have you seen from the difference? Because I think Ed's put together three strong weeks, going back to the Cleveland game, really. Cleveland, Miami, Denver. I think he's played really well. And he didn't blow up the stat sheet yesterday. He only had, I think, was one tackle. I have to look at the exact numbers. But he continues to get better. He did have his second sack in as many weeks. Now he has three. Did he get, you know what? I got to change that. He didn't get credit for that sack, and I think, oh, yeah, no, he did. He didn't get the first sack against Star, but he did have a sack. That's right. He could have had two yesterday. They gave the first one to Star Lotulelei, but that one they gave to him that was kind of near the goal line. Excuse me. He had one tackle, one sack. He also had a quarterback hurry. I like the way that Lorenzo phrased all that about Ed Oliver there. So, yeah, good to give him credit. He deserves it for sure. For what he's been able to do. James, down in Florida, West Palm Beach. What's up, James?
Hey, Sal, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Two things was, I feel like Josh Allen still sometimes he makes passes harder than they should be, because he had, like, Tyler Cross wide open, like, on the side, and he tried to force one a little further down.
Mm-hmm. And a couple times where he had Singletary just sitting there short and could have probably checked it down. You know, I don't want to nitpick because he played pretty good yesterday, but I think that's part of his game that...
He's better at it, but he still has room to grow there. I don't disagree with you. I think there's some times where he still can see the field a little bit better, and I wonder if sometimes he's still feeling, I'd rather take the deeper shot, but I think he's better in that regard, but there's no doubt that I think there's still room for improvement.
And I think Jordan Phillips has matured a lot over the last probably year and a half. And I was hoping maybe we'll see if we can re-sign him. I know he likes being in Buffalo.
Yeah, he's another one. You know, they have these guys, thanks, on defense that, again, lots of you keep saying, they got to re-sign this guy, got to re-sign that guy, got to re-sign this guy, got to re-sign that guy. You can't re-sign everybody. Be nice to. The first priorities should be the guys whose contracts are actually immediately expiring, which are Shaq Lawson, Jordan Phillips. I mean, those guys, they should be bigger, earlier priorities than Matt Milano, Tre'Davious White, the guys that you think, you know, that next year, Jordan Poyer, that go into their contract year next year. Because, again, the Bills still have team control over those guys. They have the contracts of them, and they have their rights. They're not going to go anywhere. They're still playing on the team next year, those guys, all right? They're not holding out. That's not happening. So the guys, though, that are going to be free agents, they could just walk. So those are the guys you got to concentrate on. Jordan Phillips, I think if I remember right, he signed before free agency began. He never actually hit the market. He wanted to come back to Buffalo. But a lot of times guys do that because they want to show that they, you know, maybe they get a feel for their agent. The market's not there. And they say, well, I'm going to go back to where I was, have an even better year, and the market will be great. And if that's the case, he might get paid a lot, and it might be out of the Bills' price range. But he's been good for them. These are decisions that have to be made. And again, I want to say, let's remember, the Bills are not in a bad spot, even if these guys aren't re-signed. Jordan Phillips, Shaq Lawson, let's just say worst-case scenario, both of them leave via free agency. Yeah, that would stink because they've been playing really well for you. The Bills also have over $80 million in cap space next year, and they still have 18 draft picks over the next 2 years. They have 9 coming up this draft. They have ability to bring in more players, rookies. They got guys that they can go and try and sign and replace with. It's a very good defensive end free agent market. I'm just saying, don't worry about this stuff right now. I think if anything, maybe, and it's not been perfect, there's been mistakes, but if anything, maybe this front office and regime hopefully has at least earned the benefit of the doubt in that regard from a lot of you. And if it hasn't, I don't know what else they need to do. If they haven't earned the benefit of the doubt yet with some of these draft picks, these middle round guys and how they're progressing and how they brought in free agents like John Brown and Cole Beasley, who actually are contributing on the team. And, you know, Quentin Spain and John Feliciano, even Spencer Long yesterday. If they haven't earned the benefit of the doubt through all of that from the contracts they signed last year and the draft picks and how they're developing, then I just don't think you want them to earn the benefit of the doubt. So I'm saying, yes, I would like to see those guys back in Buffalo too. But at this point, I think Bills fans should at least have a little faith in Brandon Bean and his staff to figure it out the right way. And if they don't return, to have replacements available, if you will. Because I think they're doing a good job. 803-0550, 888-550-2550. Ben Amherst, what's up, Ben?
Hey, Sal, how you doing, man?
Good, thanks.
Hey, I was there yesterday, 107, right by the end zone. It was cold and windy yesterday, for sure, man.
Yeah, it was. I think it was more than people thought. I did not think it would be that windy. I thought by the end of the game, I don't know about you, it was a little bit, tiny bit warmer, but I think the wind might have died down in like the fourth quarter, and that might have been why. But it was not a pleasant day, necessarily, to throw the football or kick the football.
No, tough day for football. But I was in the end zone, and I had a great angle on that that throw from Josh to John Brown in the end zone, and it was just beautiful touch on the ball, man, and the place went nuts, and hopefully it's just kind of a preview of things to come, you know?
Yeah, and he took a shot on that, by the way. He took a shot from a Broncos defender who was asked about it in the locker room. He said, yeah, he gave him a shot, and they were both on the ground. They heard the crowd, and Josh, I guess, said to him, you know, it's a touchdown. And he just kind of looked, and then he said to the reporter, I'm not going to tell you what I said after that to Josh. So it's kind of funny. I don't know. I can imagine. We can think about it. But I love the way he stood in there and took that shot and completed that pass as well.
touchdown. Cole Beasley's played well as well. And he's going to go to Dallas on Thursday. Return of Cole Beasley to Dallas. Jokingly in the locker room yesterday, I asked him, what did you learn about playing on Dallas? I'm sorry, playing on Thanksgiving in your career. You've done it, you know, four times or whatever, how many years he was in Dallas, I think four. And, you know, now what you can implore upon others. And, you know, he basically said, first of all, he thought he was going to get a Thanksgiving with his family this year, but then the schedule came out and he didn't, so he has to play on Thanksgiving again. And then he just talked about recovery and getting your body right very quickly. A lot of the players did. But then he basically said it's just another game. And I don't know if that's really true. He might be trying to say that, and he might be thinking that because he wants to prepare that way, but there's going to be extra juices flowing in Cole Beasley on Thursday. It did not end well for him in Dallas. There was a lot of drama that went on late in his season last year, throughout last year. Not with the players, but with the organization and what he thought his value was and what he thought he could contribute to the offense, what they were not allowing him to do in that offense. I think Cole Beasley is going to be really jacked to play in this game against the Dallas Cowboys, and I think that's going to be a cool storyline to follow throughout this week. 803-0550, 888-550-2550. Sal Capaccio here in the Extra Point Show, and I want you to know if you're physically active, you don't have to play football to end up on the inactive list. There are plenty of other sports and activities that take place in the fall that can result in an injury. If you or a loved one are sidelined with a sprain, a strain, or a break, get to Excelsior Orthopedics Express because it's never been easier, quicker, or less expensive to get the care you need. That's because Excelsior Orthopedics Express has changed the way you receive care for injuries to muscles, bones, and joints. At Excelsior Orthopedics Express, you can skip the ER or General Urgent Care Center and see a specialist right away. One stop, one copay, you walk out with everything you need. Imaging, casting, splints, they have it all. They're open weekdays and evenings, also Saturdays. Excelsior Orthopedics Express is on Sheridan Drive in Amherst, on Niagara Falls Boulevard near the airport, and their newest location is serving the South Towns off Mile Strip near the 219 in Orchard Park. Also, it is the place to go for a great career, by the way. They want you to know that you can learn more about exciting and rewarding careers at Excelsior Orthopedics Express or Buffalo Surgery Center by texting ORTHO to 550-550. That's O-R-T-H-O. Text ORTHO to 550-550 to learn more about exciting and rewarding careers with Excelsior Orthopedics Express or Buffalo Surgery Center. Text and data rates apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Sal Capaccio back here on the Extra Point Show and got some holiday season cooking tips to make you the star of your party, all right? Here we go. First and foremost, I want you to bring country sweet. You know that. I've been telling you about that for years. Now, where most people screw this up is they only bring one bottle of my favorite one-and-done cooking sauce. The key is to bring all three varieties, hot, mild, barbecue. It's the perfect combo for any holiday feast. Try this. Pick up a pork tenderloin. Put a little oil on it. Pop it into a crock pot and pour a bottle of barbecue country sweet on top. In just a couple hours, you've got yourself the perfect pulled pork sliders. Then just bake up some homemade mac and cheese and add a dash of country sweet, mild and hot as a garnish, all right? And now you got yourself a down-home holiday meal that anyone would love, and you can enjoy the party instead of cooking all day. Country sweet is available at your local grocery store. Just look for the red label. Pick up a bottle, or how about picking up all three of country sweet for the holidays. Do it today. Country Sweet, it's all about the sauce. We're all about the Bills winning 20-3 against the Broncos yesterday and talking about it here on WGR. Mo, what's up, buddy? How you doing, man?
What's up?
Not much. How are you? You good today?
Yeah, I'm great, man. I'm looking forward to Thursday, man. Can't wait to see what this stadium's going to look like. But, you know, just I'm excited about the progress that I'm seeing in Josh, even though I'm still hesitant because I don't know how good the players, the teams were that we played.
Well, they had a top 10 defense they faced yesterday, and they were top, you know, in the top like 8 or 9 in most major passing categories.
Yep, you're right. You're right. I mean, and the when he got that deep pass to Brown, it was like a big relief, man. I've just been waiting on that all year, and to see that pass finally connect and just have somebody within 3 yards of it was beautiful for me to see. And you know, I've been a big you know, supporter of Shaq Lawson the whole year. I thought, you know, maybe he needed more snaps, and we've been seeing that over the last 3 weeks. And I think he's been showing up and giving us some good numbers, even though, you know, the 2 sacks he got were kind of given to him yesterday. But I think he's been, you know, really playing good at that end position. So I'm happy to see that as well.
Yeah, you gotta, but you know what? Even if it's given to you, you got to take it, right? You have to play. This is just going to the whistle and doing everything you're supposed to do. What are your plans for Thanksgiving, man?
Well, we'll be at the game, man.
Oh, that's right. When you said what the stadium looks like, you going? You guys going? You and Mike?
Yeah, I can't wait to see what this AT&T stadium looks like. I've heard so much about Jerry's World, so we're excited about that. And we're going to spend some time in Dallas and just enjoy the scenery and have some fun.
Come down by the field before the game and say hi, okay?
No doubt about it.
All right, yeah, shoot me a text because it's a pretty big stadium. Tell me where you are, and we'll hook up a little bit.
We'll definitely do that. It's the Bills takeover, baby. We're taking over Dallas, baby.
All right, well, thanks, buddy. Thank you. Mo the Singing Cop. Always love when he calls the show. Sean, in Dallas. What is up, brother? How are you?
Hey, Sal. Doing okay?
You've been waiting for this one for a long time. It's like it's the perfect marriage for you. It's your team. It's in Dallas, and they're stinking 8-3, man.
Exactly. I'm saying Victory Monday, living large here in Dallas, man. Can't get any better than that. I'm really excited. You know, I'm thinking of the game, thinking ahead. I'm with the Dallas Cowboys losing yesterday. I'm definitely a lot more nervous about this game, being that we're the road team coming here. And this is, you know, this is what they do this every year. We don't get an opportunity to. So I'm a little bit, you know, kind of, you know, don't know where I'm thinking about this game. Definitely a lot more nervous than I would have been had the Cowboys won. That being said, the reason I called, Sal, is a couple of things that stand out to me. The tweaks that the Bills are doing on offense and defense at the end, middle to the end of the season here, where you haven't seen them do all year. For instance, the defense adding pressure packages, which, you know, we haven't seen them do. And I don't know if they're going to keep doing it, if it's just the rookie quarterbacks are throwing the blitz packages out at. It's been very effective. As you can tell, Ed Oliver's kind of busted loose a little bit. We've seen a lot more. Shaq Lawson yesterday busted loose, so maybe some of those pressure packages are letting some of these interior linemen kind of, you know, get some one-on-ones that they haven't been able to do all year. Adding Singletary as the feature back now, it has also been a tweak there, which I like seeing from the offensive side. And you know, going to a Knox as a tight end, adding him a little bit more into the game plan. So, I mean, on both sides, you're seeing them do something they haven't done, which I think it's going to pay dividends as we go into these next 3 or 4 games, you know, confusion and whatnot. But I'd like to see them hit Singletary a little bit more out in the flat, get him in space a little bit more and see if he can create some. They really haven't done a great job yet. I know they've tried a few. They just haven't been able to get that ball to him in space. So, anyways, that's my phone call, Sal. I'm pumped up about this week. I'm actually not going. I'm hanging out with family. We're going to watch the game. They're Cowboy fans.
Ha.
I'm going to be the lone Bill fan, but I'm definitely going to be wearing my Buffalo Bills red, white, and blue.
Well, good for you, man. Good for you. Always good to hear from you. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. You know, you won't be at the game with your family. That's really cool to hear. Thanks, Sean.
Hey, Sal. Take care, buddy.
All right, yeah. Sean's been calling this program a long time. And even when I was on Saturdays years ago, he would call from Dallas. And it's kind of the perfect marriage, like I said, for a guy like that, right? Now, he's not going to the game. That's cool. But his team in his city playing 8-3 against his family's team and all that, they're going to get together for it. So it should be fun. Lots to get to on the Thanksgiving Day game coming up in the next hour. A lot to get to here on the Extra Point Show as we roll on here on a Buffalo Football Monday. Sal Capaccio with you. I have open phone lines again right now. 803-0550-888-550-2550. Give me a call. We'll talk about it. I still got to get to sit up, stand down. Hey, buddy, it's all coming your way in the next hour on the Extra Point Show on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.